And that concludes about a third of the Depot Park discussion with Drew Glover. And it became more interesting throughout the course of the evening. I may be able to play more of it on Thursday, though I'm afraid that probably events are going to overtake this, and there'll be perhaps new and more relevant conversations we want to listen to as we move along. I may be able to put it up as a sort of an independent file, just maybe accessible through Santa Cruz Indie Media, where I have in the past and more recently, more rarely, posted stuff. That's indiebay.org/Santa Cruz, if you go there. But that's it for the current edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides. Instead, we're now going to jump into a flashback back to December 9th, 1999, more than 20 years ago, to sort of take a look back at what was happening then. You're going to listen to Carl talking about being assaulted and then by, I guess, what they used to call troll busters. This is the time when there was investigation going on into attacks on the homeless, and there was a thing called the Homeless Issues Task Force researching the issue with supposedly recommendations to come to City Council for action that went nowhere under the so-called Progressive Council of 1998, which included Christopher Crone in those days. Then there's a report from Mike Smith on the Salinas City Council's meeting on the shooting of Joe Hernandez, a seaside man, Salinas police. There's a brief, actually, rebellion of the Homeless Issues Task Force demanding some action from City Council that quickly was suppressed or was tamed, if you will. There's a lengthy discussion by Bunny's Shoes employees of the attack on Robert Steffen, which Bunny's Shoes initiated because he would sit with a campaign sign about his running for president outside the store on a bench on Pacific Avenue. And it was, he would sit inside a black garbage bag. Part of this, I guess, had to do with a protest as a homeless person. He actually been several times arrested for sleeping on the porch of the Homeless Lack of Services Center, which was then under the management of Ken Cole, who has since moved on to bigger and better salaries. Well, I don't know if the salary is better at different positions up north in Seattle, Washington, I think it is, or maybe Portland, Oregon, I'm not sure which. And he moved on to higher positions in the housing authority here in Santa Cruz before he did. Ken Cole did. Ken Cole came in as a kind of a reformist and ended up, I would suspect, being eaten up by the system himself or co-opted by it, if you will. Anyway, that's going to be what's happening with the flashback on December 9th, 1999. You can't hear the whole show. We don't have time to play it. But if you want, you can always go back to the archives and hear the rest of it. If you haven't had enough, I suspect you will probably have had enough, but who knows. Anyway, I encourage you again to check out the Monday's meetings of the Ross Camp at noon, where there'll be a meal out there that Food Not Bombs will be providing, as I understand it. And then at 4 o'clock, Councilmember Drew Glover will be out there talking to the Ross Camp. And then on Tuesday, the City Council has its afternoon session with its famous Item 15 on homelessness in the Ross Camp and the issue of will the Ross Camp be allowed to remain open and under what conditions. And we'll see if there's actually the rumors of action by the Ross Camp residents for seeking and perhaps getting a temporary restraining order to stop the closing of the Ross Camp. That's going to be happening Tuesday at City Council. City Council starts at 12:30. I don't think action will really begin until 1 or 2 or maybe 3, maybe even 4. It's really hard to tell. I wish that Watkins actually had some respect for the public and set some matters at a time certain, but so far she's not chosen to do that. And also it would be nice if she held it in the Civic so there could be a place that would accommodate the crowd, but still, she's chosen not to do that. But again, this is sort of typical of mayors in Santa Cruz. They don't need the public because they don't rely on them, and they don't really have much concern for them, unless, of course, they're wealthy, well-to-do, middle-class people who can kick them out of office soon, which Well, this is going to be a couple years before we have another election anyway. So anyway, get back to me at the Huff Line, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, if you want more information or if you want to get involved. 831-423-4833. And I'll also be meeting with the group Conscience in Action at 11 o'clock on Wednesday. That'll be on the 10th of April at 11 o'clock in the morning at 703 Pacific next to the Bike Church, if you know where that is. And at noon, Huff meets. Huff and Conscience in Action are kind of brother, sister, incestuously related organizations. They're very close in a good way, I should say. And you can check out both of them, either of them, or neither of them, if you want to see what's going on. Thanks for listening to this edition, and enjoy the flashback.